This is something for the weekend and your COVID-19 things to do. Classic hits.
Sophie Latouche, how are you?
Good morning, Trina. I'm good. How are you?
You must have run out of things for us to do during COVID-19, have you?
No, wait until you hear this week, right? I did it this week with my gay housemate and thank God I had him. So what I will say is, if you are doing a massive wardrobe clear out, try and get somebody to help you. Honestly, it has lifted a weight off my shoulders because he basically took all of my clothes out of the wardrobe. I sat in the bed. Now, he is really good. I'm very, very lucky to have him. And he would pull up clothing and he would be like, Sophie, yes or no? And if I said maybe, he'd put it in the bin.
Okay,
so
yeah.
It was cutthroat.
You kind of need someone to make the decisions for you, don't you, when you're getting 100%. Rid of stuff like that. Do you have nothing left to wear now, though? That's the only problem.
No, I do, Trina. I have so many clothes, like, and they needed to go. They actually needed to go. I always love, you know that I love going to thrift shops.
Yeah.
Or second-hand shops. So I feel like I've gotten so much from them over the years. And then I love giving my good clothes, well, not my good clothes, but my old good clothes back into those shops. They go to a good home. But I'm telling you, if you can commit to it, you will feel so much lighter. Because now I can see all of the clothes that I actually do have and that I love. You know,
you
the
can
ones
see
that
what
I wouldn't
you have.
Need to go.
Yeah. Because
exactly.
you can't even get at your wardrobe sometimes when you've so much stuff. And then it means you've more laundry, you've more ironing to do. It just feels like you're never going to get through it. The problem I have, Sophie, is I have absolutely loads of clothes and nothing to wear.
Yeah.
That means, you know, clothes that are gone too small, clothes that are too big, clothes that I bought and left the tags on because I wasn't really too sure about them and never returned them. And they're all taking up space that I don't have.
I know. And that's what Andrew, my housemate, said to me the other day. He was pulling out stuff with tags, being like, so, like, when did you get this? And I was like, already a year ago. So I'm not going to wear that. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure everyone's body shape changed over lockdown. I don't know for good or bad, but you know what I mean? Everybody changed a little bit. So I would just get stuck in. And then if you have, like, you have time and you have that little bit of drive in you, see the kids' wardrobe then, but I'm not going to push that.
Okay,
your own wardrobe first.
The stuff that's gone a bit small, because you always kind of feel, oh, I'm going to slim back into that. The reality is, even if you do, you'll probably want new clothes rather than wearing the old stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I call them like my target jeans. but these don't fit me anymore. Like, throw them in the bin. Let them go. Exactly. And I don't know if anyone has done this, Marie Kondo. Do you ever do that?
Yeah.
I didn't say thank you, I love you, goodbye.
Oh, no,
I was just like, get rid of them.
I have a floor-to-ceiling unit that has nothing but high-heel shoes on it, Sophie.
Awesome.
I don't wear high heel shoes. I haven't worn them in about 10 years because my feet hurt too much. There is no chance I'm ever going to wear them again. I really like to look at them though. Should I let them go?
Yeah, let them go.
Oh.
And let them go to, I know, and it's terrible, like, but let them go to a secondhand shop and let somebody else that might not have a lot of money or might be loving going shopping in secondhand shops, aka me, let me know where you put them. But you know, if you give them to a charity shop, they're going to go to a good home. So
keep,
get rid of them.
Keep two or three pairs and let the rest go. I think I counted about 50 pairs the last count.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No. It's a hereditary thing though, because my mother had the same problem with shoes and so did my nana. They collected shoes. It's one thing if you can wear them, but if you can't wear them because of your ankles or whatever, there's no point.
Why the bunions?
I injured my ankle a few years ago and it was after that I was never able to wear them again. So unfortunately, they're just going to have to go.
Let me know how you get on with them.
How long would you recommend spending on this massive wardrobe clear out? Because I hate the thought of the entire weekend going on that, you know?
Myself and Anto spent probably 3 hours the other day. But like that, we were going at it until it was done. And I don't think there's any other way around it because you'll always say, I'll come back to it. And it's going to take another year for you to come back to it. So just have the mission in your head to get it done and put a time limit on it. But it doesn't take that long once you get going, like, yeah. You know.
Don't sit at the side of the bed and start reading through old birthday cards and photographs and all
oh
that kind
God.
Of thing. Because that's going to really slow you down.
Oh my God, exactly. Yeah. Keep focused on the task at hand.
Lovely. Thanks, Sophie. We'll chat to you next week.
Thanks, Trina.
Your COVID-19 things to do on Classic Hits with Trina Mara. Classic Hits.